Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey everybody, it's Lee
and Peter,
and welcome to our very first extra special bonus podcast,
which we are calling Story Explosion.
What was that sound?
Oh, that's the sound that happens every time we say Story Explosion.
Cool, can I try?
Sure.
Story Explosion.
Great work.
So this only happens when I say Story Explosion.
Yep.
What if I say Story Explosion?
No, see, nothing happens. Just Story Explosion.
Wow! Can the kids listening try?
Sure!
Okay, everyone listening, on the count of three, say Story Explosion. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. That was so great!
I know, but wait, Lee, what is a Story Explosion?
Peter, Story Explosion is a very special bonus podcast where we give our listeners 3 times as many stories as usual.
3 times as many stories? That is a Story Explosion.
I know. And Peter, the reason we're doing it is to ask our listeners to help support Story Pirates programming, including our work in schools and this very podcast. That's right, we're asking for donations, and in return, we're gonna give y'all a Story Explosion. Parents, you can help out by going to storypirates.org/podcastfans, where you can find out all about some awesome thank you gifts we're offering to donors, including tickets to live shows, backstage tours with me and Peter, exclusive digital content, Story Pirates gear, and even a phone call from me.
Wow, I want a phone call from you.
Peter, I call you every day.
Yeah, but still.
More on all that later. Peter, let's start splodin'.
What does that mean?
Introduce the first story.
Oh, you got it, Lee. Okay, our first story comes to us from a third grader named Elizabeth from Leander, Texas. And Elizabeth's story is a commercial for a made-up product from her imagination, and it is called the Raccoon Sensor.
Father, I have grave news. It's about the trash cans.
Do not tell me those raccoons knocked them over again.
Then you have condemned me to silence, Father, for I saw it with my own two eyes. Nature's bandits at work.
Oh, fie. If those trash cans aren't put back promptly, the garbage men will pass us over once more, leaving us another week behind.
Ah, oh, these trash cans are all askew. Next house!
Don't tell me it's too late!
Father, you have condemned me to silence once again!
There's got to be a better way!
Now there is!
Huh?
Raccoon Sensor. It's a sensor that senses raccoons.
What's that name again?
Raccoon Sensor.
Does it limit the free speech of raccoons?
Get out of here, old man! Raccoon Sensor. It senses raccoons and then goes to work. It releases a horrible noise that drives the raccoons crazy and makes them run away without knocking any trash cans over.
I don't know if I believe you.
Here, listen to this recording of actors pretending to be raccoons.
We certainly are raccoons.
Nature's bandits. Say, let's go knock over some trash cans.
Raccoon Sensor. Activated.
Ah, it's emitting a terrible noise.
It's like a ghost whispering my name.
Let's get out of here.
Careful about those trash cans. Wouldn't want to knock them over.
Ha ha! Well, if that isn't proof, I don't know what is.
I still don't know.
Still not sold? We asked exactly 5 people if the raccoon sensor worked, and they all said yes. 5 out of 5 people. Here, listen to this testimonial.
Well, sure it works, but at what cost? I mean, we've got to think about the ramifications of what we're
putting. See? A glowing recommendation.
All right, I'm sold.
I can't wait to get back to living life to the fullest.
Don't let those raccoons get to your last nerve. Order Raccoon Sensor, the sensor that senses raccoons. It's only $15.
Raccoon Sensor's only $5.
It's also available in stores.
Not available in stores.
Act quick. This offer ends in December of 2015.
Offer expires in March 2009.
If you don't like it, you can call and get your money back.
You will not get your money back.
Call now! This call is free!
This call is not free.
The end!
Oh my gosh, I love, love, love that story.
Well, get ready because there's 2 more stories to come.
I can't believe it! This is the best!
But first, let's talk a little bit about the reason for the explosion season.
A lot of our listeners out there might not know that so much of what the Story Pirates do is spread a love of creative writing through classroom workshops and school performances. So every year, we ask our friends and fans to help us raise money to bring those programs to more schools.
And we really need your help. Parents, visit storypirates.org/podcastfans right now to help us continue reaching kids with these innovative programs.
If parents want to donate right now on your phone, you can text GIVE, that's G-I-V-E, to 646-202-1677.
Lee, what if I want to support this podcast?
Funny you should ask, Peter, because a lot of people ask us how they can support the Story Pirates podcast. Well, your donations will also support the podcast and help us continue to put out as many episodes as we can.
So, as a parent, I can either go to storypirates.org/podcastfans or text the word GIVE to 646-202-1677.
That's right.
And what kind of prizes will we get?
Well, we're calling them thank you gifts, but I'll tell you right after this next story.
Story explosion. I just wanted to see if it was still working.
It is. This next story comes to us from a 4th grader named Coleman from Louisville, Colorado. It's an amazing song, and it's called Dog Day.
Hey, Coleman.
Hey, Ashley.
Want to hang out?
Well...
yeah, we could go down to the mall or go see a movie or...
Listen, Ashley, you know I love hanging out, but today's a special day. Today is Dog Day.
Dog Day? What's that?
Well, I'll tell you. On Dog Day, I get to hang out with my dog all day. On Dog Day, we'll go to the park, play fetch, and maybe go for a hike. On Dog Day, I get to hang out with my Labrador Retriever. Her name is Bella, and you can believe her. She loves eating treats, and I don't have to leave her home.
On Dog Day,
You could hang out with a dog of your own. A boxer,
a poodle,
a husky,
or dachshund,
a shepherd, a bichon, a pit bull, or foxhound.
Great Danes are great.
Yeah, but so are chihuahuas.
And now there's a day to play with them for hours and hours. Wait, Coleman, what if I don't have a dog?
Oh. Well, you could borrow a Labrador Retriever
with
mountains in the background on a beautiful field. You'll know how I feel.
I know how you feel on dog day.
I get to hang out with my dog all day.
On dog day. I get to hang out with my dog all day.
On dog day. I get to hang out with my dog all day.
On dog day,
happy dog day.
The end.
Oh wow, that was so great.
Peter, we have one more story to go in our story explosion.
I'm so excited.
But first, let's talk about those thank you gifts.
Hit me.
Ow! You said hit me.
I meant tell me about the thank you gifts.
Oh, sorry.
It's cool.
Here's some of the prizes we're offering to podcast fans that donate before June 30th. First up, exclusive digital content.
What does that mean?
It means unreleased stories, Peter.
Oh.
Audio stories like on the podcast and video stories you can watch, including an exclusive look at a cartoon we made of the podcast favorite story, Football Tornado.
Wow, he's that way. That's a good one.
Well, we're also offering Story Pirates gear, and that means t-shirts, pins, stickers, magnets.
I love that stuff.
A Story Pirates family writing activity pack.
I want one.
A Story Pirates hero story activity pack.
Heroes? Like superheroes?
The very ones.
Cool.
I'll even call a special kid writer in your family and record an interview with them that you can keep forever.
That's literally priceless.
Wait, really?
Yes.
What a deal!
Well, I'm glad that that's the last prize because I'm starting to get faint.
Well, what if I told you it's not the last prize and that you can get 4 free tickets to our show in New York City that includes a backstage tour with Lee and Peter.
But that's you, and that's me.
I know.
I love giving backstage tours.
Because you love to talk and walk backwards.
And all you have to do to get these great prizes is visit
storypirates.org/podcast fans.
Or text
give to 646-202-1677.
I am exhausted.
Too exhausted for one more story?
Never.
Well, here's the last one. It comes to us from two sisters from Alexandria, Virginia, whose names are Lauren and Aaron, and their story is called Donnie the Dinosaur and the Tap Dance Adventure.
Honey, what's all that racket upstairs? Sounds like a dinosaur trying to tap dance.
Well, that's exactly what it is. And the dinosaur in question happens to be our son, Donnie.
Everybody knows that us dinosaurs really can't tap dance.
Everyone knows it except for him. Donnie, come downstairs. It's time for breakfast.
Coming, Mom.
That boy.
Hello, Mother. Today I'm going to sign up for the best tap dancer in the world competition.
Oh, but Donnie, haven't even taken lessons.
Not even from your mom.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't need lessons. I'm the best dancer in the world. I'm going to sign up for that competition, and there's nothing you can do to stop me.
Donnie, come back here. You forgot to eat your breakfast.
He doesn't get that from my side of the
now,
family.
Now don't you start with me too.
Meanwhile, at the dance competition...
Hey, Marty, you got those signs ready?
I sure do, Biff. They read, sign up here for the worst tap dancer in the world competition.
Hello, I'm Donnie. I'm here to sign up for the best tap dancer in the world competition.
Well, if you read the directions carefully, you'll see that this is actually...
Wonderful! Do I put my name here to sign up for the best tap dancer in the world competition?
Actually, this is the sign-up sheet for the worst...
Wait! Give me that pen. Donnie the Dinosaur, best tap dancer in the world. Wonderful! Thank you for your help. Now, do you mind if I take all the rest of your signs so I may put them up around the neighborhood?
Well, unfortunately, we only made so many signs, so...
Awesome! Thanks! I'll see you tomorrow.
Marty, what just happened?
He took all my signs. Meanwhile, back in the neighborhood...
All right.
And that's the last sign.
Donnie, what's the deal with all these signs you've posted all over the neighborhood?
I'm so glad you asked, Mrs. Raptor.
Excuse me, Donnie. I can't shake this cough.
Not at all. I'm competing in the tap dancing competition tomorrow night. You should stop by.
Oh, how nice.
Cannot talk. Must go practice. Goodbye.
Bye, Donnie. Hey, wait a minute. These signs say worst tap dancer in the world competition. Why would Donnie want to be the worst dancer? Excuse me.
Meanwhile, back in Donnie's room.
All right, Donnie. Time for you to practice.
This is a tap dancing montage. In the beginning, Donnie's really, really bad. It's a tap dancing montage. As he goes on, he gets a little less bad. And it's a tap dancing montage. Hours later, he's only sort of bad. It's a tap dancing montage. Now Donnie's pretty okay at tap dancing.
Well, that should do it. With all that practice, I'm sure to win the best tap dancer in the world competition.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second annual Worst Tap Dancer in the World competition here at the Studio Place. I'm Terry Dactyl. With me always is Mr. T-Rex.
Glad to be here, Terry. My apologies if I try to eat you.
We are natural enemies. Well, it looks like things are getting started with our first bad tap dancer, a stegosaurus trapped in a tar pit. Let's watch.
I can't move. Thank you.
Wow, Terry. That was some of the worst tap dancing I've ever seen.
You said it, T. It's gonna be hard to top that. But let's see if our second and final contestant can pull it off. Here comes Donnie the Dinosaur.
I hope I win. I hope I win. I hope I win. Hello. I will now be dancing my signature dance, the Funny Beloogie.
The Funny Beloogie? This ought to be interesting.
Well, for Donnie's sake, let's hope not. Tia, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Terry, I think I am, but I can hardly believe it. This is clearly the best dancing I've ever seen in my life.
I gotta admit, T, the beauty of the Funny Beloogie has shook me to my core. Everybody stop! Donnie, your dancing is so amazing, I think this competition is over and you deserve the gold medal!
I won! I won the best tap dancer in the world competition! Mom, Mom, look what I won! I won first place!
Oh, Donnie, I hate to say it, but gold in this competition is just second place.
Yeah, and since it's just you and the Stegosaurus in that tar pit, it really means last place.
Help me.
No, no, it's first place.
Donnie, I'm sorry, but no, it's really second place.
No, it's not! Mom, just get a magnifying glass and read the
letter! Okay, all right, fine, here's my magnifying glass, and it says, well, it says...
Come on, Diane, read it already!
Give me a moment, Todd! It says... Oh, my goodness.
What?
Oh, I forgot. Oh, I think we all forgot. Dinosaurs can't read.
She's right. Dinosaurs, of course, don't know how to read.
What were we thinking?
Well, you know what this means, T, because none of us really know how to read. None of us really know what those signs say, or even what those medals say, which means none of us really even know what we're doing here in the first place.
I do. Because I know how to read. Yes, I'm the only one who knows how to read. And that sign says that this is the best tap dancer in the world competition. And this medal says I got first place.
Well, I don't see why we wouldn't believe you. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to the winner of the best tap dancer in the world competition, Donnie the Dinosaur!
Oh, Donnie, we're so proud of you.
I did it! I'm the best tap dancer in the world.
Congratulations.
The end!
Oh, wow. I love that story so much. Thanks, everybody, for listening to today's podcast. We hope that giving you three brand new stories was a decent trade-off for listening to us beg for donations.
Let's give everyone that info one more time.
Parents, go to storypirates.org/podcastfans or text the word GIVE to 646 202-1677.
You can help keep this podcast running and support Story Pirates programs in deserving schools.
And Peter, guess what? If we raise $5,000 by June 30th, we have a donor who will give a matching donation.
Will we be able to do it? The suspense is killing me.
Me too.
Thanks for joining us for our very first bonus podcast. We'll be back this Thursday with a brand new regular episode.
Before we go, can I say it one more time?
Yeah, Lee.
Story explosion! What? It didn't happen.
Gotcha!
Peter!
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi! Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.